This is the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social live from the Patriots Facebook page.
Two receivers to the right, one to the left in a tight formation. Brady swings the pass right with Green on the run to the 25-20. Green in a foot race. He's on his way to the end zone. He has a Patriots touchdown.
The pregame social is the world's largest virtual tailgate featuring the fans of the three-time Super Bowl champion New England Patriots.
Brady in the pocket. Tom fires toward the end zone and a tumbling grab is made. Touchdown, Rob Gronkowski.
Mark Bertrand, Paul Perillo, and Andy Hart are here to do the grilling as your hosts. This week, the Patriots are back home to host Calvin Johnson at the Detroit Lions.
Patriots trailing by three. Sets up with a throw to the right side. Catch made by Edelman. Turns to the end zone. Oh. And he runs it past the five. He dives to the end zone. Touchdown! And the lead for the Patriots.
Now, Mark, Paul, and Andy get you ready for the game live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Patriots Nation, welcome to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Mark Bertrand, Paul Perillo, and Andy Hart is missing right now. I'm not joking.
And he needs to be back.
We have no
idea where he went.
Where did he go? Where did he go?
I think he had to go to the potty.
Oh, he went to the potty.
Potty break.
Oh, he had to go to the bathroom. Because we're ready to go here. It's 10:45. We're starting, and Andy's missing.
Sunday at 1 at home. This is the way they draw him up, beat him. You know what I'm saying?
Usually.
There he is.
Yeah, when it's a 1 o'clock game, the show typically starts at 10:45.
And this is the way you draw him up. There he is.
And Andy has arrived. He's ready to go on the show.
I was just telling Beetle he's getting ready to do a solo because I got to go into the other thing.
Well, I was waiting for about 10 minutes for a bathroom that I later found out was empty. I was like, either somebody's sick in there, and I knocked, nothing. It was empty.
Hey, boss, you're a loser.
All right, well, you guys get us kicked off. I'll be right back.
All right, Paul Perillo will be rejoining us after his radio hit. It's the 7-3 Lions coming to Foxborough today against the 8-2 Patriots, the Patriots who have not lost a game at home this season and have not lost a game at home in a long time. Andy, what do you like about this game? What's your opening thought today on this one?
My opening thought, what I like about this game is I think you're going to see a lot of balls thrown in the air today. I think neither team runs the ball all that well, and obviously Detroit stops the run very well. Patriots' run defense has been good of late against sort of lackluster rushing attacks. So it certainly feels like a day you're going to see a lot of passes thrown by Tom Brady and Matthew Stafford, and you know, you have Hall of Famers involved in that area. You have, I mean, Brady, Gronkowski, Revis, Calvin Johnson. That's passing game where four potential Hall of Famers are taking part in the action you're going to see out here. And couldn't be a nicer day for it.
You know, no,
50 degrees,
gorgeous.
Sunny, limited, if any, wind. So I'm looking forward to some balls being thrown around and some plays being made by either defenders or quarterbacks or pass catchers or somebody.
Yeah, I like that part of it. Just from a football standpoint, an entertainment standpoint, you've got a bunch of superstars playing in this game. And Dominican Sue, you could throw him in, rush.
I wrote something online and said there potentially, and you throw Belichick in there, you have potentially six Hall of Famers in the mix today. You know, I'm probably a little presumptuous on Sue and presumptuous maybe on Revis. I'm not sure he's quite there yet in Johnson, but I'm all in on Gronkowski and Brady and Belichick.
Based on their career track, if they keep playing, they're going to get there.
And that's pretty cool. And, you know, there are other players that are, you know, making a name for themselves. Or, you know, Golden Tate. You know, we talked a lot about Emmanuel Sanders and his breakout year for the Broncos. Well, Golden Tate is breakout player of the year type candidate for his first season in Detroit.
Don't you think Seattle would like to have him back?
I think they would, you know, instead of calling Randy Moss or apparently thinking about using Brandon, not Brandon Browner, the other guy. Who's their corner? Why can't I think of his name? Richard Sherman, moving him to wide receiver. Certainly would be nice to just have Golden Tate play wide receiver instead.
It'd be much better to have Golden Tate.
But that, you know, that's sort of my first glimpse at this game. And, you know, the other aspect, you know, sort of this is a Paul Perillo argument. You know, he's not a big believer in defense and, you know, running games and things of old school football. But you have basically the best offense in football or one of the two best offenses in football against what's supposed to be the best defense in football. And, you know, I know we're not really overly familiar with a lot of the talent on that side of the ball. Sue is one of them. Ziggy Ansah, a young player. But, you know, we look at a team, and I certainly do. Oh, James Ahedebo. No offense to UMass guys everywhere. But James Ahedebo is in the middle of that defense, and it's supposed to be the best in the NFL. But you look at it, they don't give up a lot of points. They don't allow the game to get out of hand. I think their last three wins are by a total of 6 points. Something like 8 of their 10 games or whatever are within a one score game, within a touchdown or less. You know, this is a team that gets games to be played on their terms, which is lower scoring.
Right.
You know, sort of flies in the face of the whole Matthew Stafford 5,000 yard passer, Calvin Johnson, you know, elite receiver, but this team plays lower scoring type games, and the Patriots haven't had to do that. If they have to do that today, is this a new way for them to kind of win a football game? You know, they ran to dominate last week. Are they ready to win a dogfight after winning so many of these sort of 40, 50-point outbursts?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've seen some really good defensive performances from the team. And, Andy, I think you and I have actually touched on this maybe a couple of weeks ago. When you have a lead, it's a lot easier to play defense.
Oh, God. Yeah.
When you've got a two-touchdown lead, it makes things easier. There's not that pressure. You can play a different style of defense at times. But when it's a close game and you're in that dogfight, I don't know that we've seen that yet
right.
from the Pats defense.
Which makes what Detroit has done all that more impressive on defense.
Because they do it.
They do it real.
Every week.
The game is on the line at least well into the fourth quarter every single week. And they've been able to be best in points allowed, best in total yards, best in rushing yards, second best on third down, top 10 in sacks. They do it in a wide variety of ways. And as I said.
And they're top 5, by the way, in passing yards allowed, too.
Yes.
So
oh,
it's
yeah.
not just like, nope. oh, they stopped the run. No, nope. this is a, they are, you know, we know they're number 1 in total defense. We know they're number 1 against the run. But, oh, by the way, they're also a top 5 team against the pass,
right.
too.
And, you know, you look back, I know it was early, but they had success against Green Bay early in the year, like before that offense was kind of rolling to where it is today. But I think they're a pretty legit defense. And I still have problems, and I still think that their secondary is questionable. I think you can attack that. And if you give Brady a little bit of time, which is, I know we won't get into the keys of the game just quite yet.
Right,
but,
gotta wait for Paul to be back.
You know, sort of the quick passing game, I think, could be interesting today. And the bottom line is, you know, we talked about all those superstars, but the best superstar on the field, in my opinion, and I tweeted this out earlier asking, is Gronk. You know, I don't see any way he's stopped. I just don't. And you're not going to ask him to spend all his time blocking this week. So I'm assuming I'm going to see 7 or 8 catches from Gronk and a couple big plays and a touchdown, and he's rolling against your boy, James Ahedebo.
Yes, my guy.
Is he the greatest UMass player ever?
He is not.
No,
he is not. Victor Cruz might be the best.
Oh yeah,
might be the best.
Could be a flash in the pan though for Cruz.
Well, he had a serious injury to his patella tendon.
I know, but he also wasn't. He peaked 2 years ago was his real good year, his breakout year 3 years ago, whatever it was.
He's had a number of good
years.
James
Ahedebo has had a good long NFL career.
As we talk about UMass alums in the NFL, former Lions quarterback from many moons ago, Greg Landry was a UMass alum.
Okay,
all right. I mean, we're going way back now.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, look it up. I just figured Detroit Lions today. I know my UMass football history, Andy. That's all. I'm just looking to display some of that. I still believe, Andy.
The great Cole Aie, too, played for the Patriots in 01.
He did. He was a UMass alum. I don't know that he ranks up at the top. He was a great college player.
I'm sure he was.
Great college player. Won a national title.
Won a Super Bowl.
There you go. I mean, that's pretty good.
How many guys went to UMass, won a national title and a Super Bowl?
I have to dig on that for you.
I'm going to say just him.
It's got to be just
going to roll the dice and say just him.
I'll find out. Let's look at this right here. The stretch of Broncos, Colts, Lions, Packers. Out of the four games, I still believe this game, because it's at home, is going to be the easiest game in that stretch for the Patriots. I said that in the beginning, and I still kind of believe it.
What do you mean by easy?
Easy as in you're at home, you play well at home, and I just don't know that I'm buying in on the Lions defense. The defense is legit.
But if you buy in on the Lions defense, then it's hard for me to tell, you know, Ryan Wendell this is going to be an easy game.
I just don't buy in on the Lions offense.
If you go by history, and we talked a lot about that earlier in the year, all the history is on Patriots' side in this game. The Lions do not win on the road against teams with winning record. What is it, 0-15?
They're bad.
You know, the Patriots don't lose at home. They don't lose to NFC North opponents. They have a great streak against the NFC North. All the numbers are on the Patriots' side. There is no question about that. But it's what I just said. You know, oh, this is going to be an easy game. Now, tell that to Brian Stork and Ryan Wendell after blocking Dominican
Sue
for 60
minutes.
No,
not for the Patriots' offense. I think on the whole, if you factor in, I just, even with Calvin Johnson and Golden Tate, here's what I do like about Matthew Stafford. Let me start with the positive here. This is what I like about Matthew Stafford. I think he plays with confidence. I don't think he plays especially smart football.
No, he's a gunslinger. That's right. What he is. He's always had the strongest arm on the field.
Yep.
He's athletic too. He can do a little bit with his feet,
which
and then
allows
throw
him
from,
to be a little bit careless
and throw from weird angles, and sometimes that leads to wild plays for the offense, and sometimes it leads to wild plays for the defense.
Yes, turnovers.
Yes, but I guess that gets us to the next aspect of this, and I'm fascinated by this is what they do in terms of pass defense. The Patriots.
According
today.
To reports right now, Reggie Bush is out for this game.
Okay. Because I think that's interesting. They not necessarily to run the ball, but as a pass catcher, a guy that can make some plays, challenge the linebackers and safeties. Because that's, I mean, he's been undermanned all year, Stafford. He's had Tate and nothing else with any consistency. You know, there were weeks there he didn't have any tight ends. Their entire group of tight ends weren't available. Obviously, you're without Megatron for a while. Obviously, you know, you were out Bush for a significant time. So he's been a little undermanned this year, but I do think you're right. That he's the type of quarterback that Bill Belichick says, let's just get back on defense. We'll give him some underneath stuff. Sooner or later, he'll make the mistake that allows us to win this football game. That's certainly the feel of it.
Yes.
But I'm still interested in what they do with Tate and Megatron. Is this a, you know, we've talked about it all week on PFW in Progress. Is this a, you know, Darrell Revis is my number one corner. Megatron is their number one receiver. They both make a lot of money for this matchup and see what happens. Or do you go some other route where, you know, you say, oh, Browner's got the size and we give him help over the top, blah, blah, blah. I think that's an interesting because of the Tate angle, because you certainly, I don't think you don't want Tate anywhere near Brandon Browner. I think that's a bad matchup for Brandon Browner in terms of size and quickness and everything.
Mm-hmm. It is.
But, you know, people are feeling pretty good about Kyle Arrington after last week, what he did with T.Y. Hilton. I personally want to see Darrell Revis on Calvin Johnson. It's just, it's a marquee matchup. Let's see what happens.
But I'll give you this.
What are you going to give me?
Calvin Johnson has been dealing with this ankle injury for some time.
Yep.
Right? So that's, I mean, he was taking time off this week to rest his ankle.
Yep.
So that is still a very real injury that's impacting the way he can play. He also injured his elbow last week, in which I guess he got a gash on his elbow. So I don't know how much that would actually factor in. But it's one more thing to add on there. But the ankle is really the concern with him. So much so that he was, you know, needing rest for his ankle this week. And that's why I can't totally be sold. If you're telling me Calvin Johnson is completely healthy and Reggie Bush is playing today and Golden Tate is still Golden Tate the way he's been playing this season, then I'd say, well, you know what? I'm kind of buying in on this. This is going to be a great game. It's going to be back and forth. It's going to be, you know, a tough game. I can't buy in on the Lions offense for this game today. That's what I'm having a hard time with, which is why I say, Patriots are at home. I don't buy in on the Lions offense. This should be a game the Patriots win.
And I think everybody's going with that. I personally think the externally, I'm not saying within the walls of Gillette Stadium.
We haven't even mentioned Jim Caldwell yet.
Jimmy. You don't like him, huh?
No.
Nobody.
It's not that I don't like him. It's just that I don't respect his.
Well, you got to check his pulse, first of all, to see if he's.
Well, I mean, smile for me, Jim. Right. Frown for me. Do something, Jim. Let me know you're with it, huh? Look
now,
alive.
I think in Detroit, they like him, and they like what he has brought as sort of the opposite, the juxtaposition of Jim Schwartz.
Because he's been
and the
better
emotion
than Schwartz, I believe.
Right. And, you know, I think they think he's bringing a calming presence to that team, where I think it was a little more herky-jerky, chaotic. With Jim Schwartz, and we all know that defensive front was sort of dirty and the emotions would get the best of them. And maybe Caldwell has solidified that to some degree. I'm not a Caldwell guy. I don't think you ever will go to where you want to go with Jim Caldwell leading your team. But I don't think fans and media people are giving the Lions quite as much respect as I think they deserve. And I know, as I said, all the numbers are against the Lions, but I also say they're the number one defense and, you know, they're 7-3. You know, they've won games in this league. They've won games against good teams. They fought the good fight against Arizona, you know, the best team in football based on records at this point in the year. I think some people think this is sort of a cakewalk home game, and I don't think
maybe
it is.
I'm falling into that trap.
I think you are.
Maybe
I
I'm falling into that trap a little bit. Maybe just a little.
I see, because I don't think it's an internal trap game. I don't know. I can't see Bill Belichick and a Bill Belichick team looking past the number one defense in football and saying, we got a big one on the road against the Packers next week. No, you got a big one at home against the Lions this week. So I don't think internally if they lose or if it's a tight game, I don't think it'll be because they were looking past anybody. But I think people like you and fans are looking past the Lions.
Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social here. Mark Bertrand and Andy Hart. Paul Perillo will join us shortly. Dunkin' Donuts Angus Steak and Egg Sandwich is the perfect way to start your day. It's a delicious breakfast sandwich with the steak and egg you deserve. Enjoy an Angus Steak and Egg Sandwich today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. It's a limited time offer.
Beetle.
Yes.
We are no longer virgins.
What happened?
Of the cronut. Or whatever.
We
the
had
croissant
the cronut.
Donut. We had it this morning here, and I liked it. What? How did I describe it? A denser?
You said it was more dense than a glazed donut.
Right.
Because it's more of a croissant and a donut.
With a glazing, right.
Yeah.
See, that's where.
The cronut.
Cronut.
Yeah, that's where
Although
it comes
I don't know
from.
If you're supposed to say that. They want croissant donut because, you know, they didn't necessarily design it. But it's a yummy, yummy addition to the Dunkin' Donuts roster. And I think it fills you up nice, too.
And we got Munchkins in here today.
Kevin did a fine job.
Who doesn't love a Munchkin? Munchkins are great.
Kevin did a fine job. We had the coffee cake muffins. And
love Munchkins.
And Kevin has picked up upon we always go for the coffee cake muffins. So he got a full box of coffee cake muffins, not the other kinds. And
right.
We had the
smart.
Cronuts.
That's smart, Kevin.
You see, he learns. He learns. He's
smart.
Intuitive. And we got the Munchkins. It was
a lot of good Munchkin talk here.
Kevin did a good
Munchkins.
Job with the Dunkin' Donuts.
Calling.
Only one person in this room bitched about what Kevin did today, and it wasn't me, and it wasn't Paul.
Who was it? Beetle? I got him his coffee.
Oh, I got
I got
from the Keurig. It's
Dunkin'
there.
Donuts French vanilla, right?
Dunkin'
there.
Donuts K cups.
He wanted one from the store. He was bitching him over.
But it
earlier.
Was because I didn't realize we had the K cups.
I told
there.
You we had K cups in there.
Yeah, but I didn't know they were Dunkin' Donuts K cups.
He took the switch out.
Once I found out they were Dunkin' Donuts K cups, then I was all in.
Well, that's what we are. We're a Dunkin' Donuts show.
Then I was all
Dunkin'
in
Donuts
because
station.
I didn't want to cheat on Dunkin' Donuts.
Everybody loves Dunkin', and we run on Dunkin'.
All right, so it is the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. It's 855 Pats 500. That's the phone number for you. 855 Pats 500. Webradio at patriots.com is the email address. 855-PATS-500. If you're on Twitter, make sure you use that hashtag PPGS on Twitter. Andy's always on the Twitter machine grinding that thing out. So send tweets his way as well. At Jumbo Hart,
Paul. Let's get some tailgating ones today, too, because this is
it was packed out there,
a
Andy.
Late, you know, fall but beautiful tailgating day here at Gillette Stadium. I saw our favorite guys pulling in with the pizza oven where they pull up because they got the trailer and the built-in.
Wild.
Give me some photos from the tailgating today, whether it's the tremendous food you're eating. Our friends from across the pond, as they say, the UK Patriots have a contingent of people out celebrating and tailgating today. Made the trip across.
Lots were jammed up this morning.
Well, you know.
Jammed up. And I arrived a little later than usual, so I got to see a lot of it. And it's a good crowd out there.
Good crowd. Good
Beautiful
weather.
Day for it.
Good food. Good football. What else could you ask for?
Not much. Not much. But I think we should do the show outside from a tailgate sometime.
I think that would be great. Kevin,
I think
you got a long ISDN
can
line?
Can you talk to somebody about that?
I got a long line for you, Andy.
I beg your pardon?
I don't think you need to talk
to somebody about that. I'd like to do this program outdoors.
That would be fun.
It would be. It would be perfect.
Yeah,
or maybe
that would be early in the season.
We should have done it for the
Denver
game.
Maybe we
that,
could
I
do
think
it.
That ship has sailed for
we'll
this
do it
year.
For September.
How about we do it from
do the
Dunkin' Donuts at Patriot Place right out front.
Now you're talking.
Then you can tie into
the Christmas tree that they're going to light soon.
Booyah!
I don't care for that.
Great holiday display at Patriot Place.
I'll just take my tailgate.
I'll just take my long line right up there.
But we're the Dunkin' Donuts pregame social. Where else to do it except Dunkin' Donuts?
If we're going to tailgate, I want to tailgate.
Maybe we can do it at the
Dunkin'
Donuts.
You can get a sausage, egg, and cheese.
Paul's going to be pouring a little bourbon in his coffee or something like that. That's what he means.
Bourbon. Just do it at the Dunkin' Donuts
like
on Route 1. A lot of people tailgate up that way.
Just tips.
Yeah, right.
In their parking lot.
Yeah.
That's what we'll do. All right, let's get to the keys to today's game now that Paul has joined us.
You've waited all week for it.
Oh, I can't wait.
Here are Andy and Paul's keys to the game.
Yeah, that
Andy
one
has to go
there,
first. I don't have one.
Paul's formulating his keys.
We see a lot of show prep that Paul does.
We've talked about a lot of things that could be keys already, but now we got to formally make
I'm
the keys.
Ready to go. You can continue to
formulate. Andy's going to go first.
Well, no, I'm going to start with the interior offensive line. Brian Stork, Ryan Wendell, Dan Conley. I, you know, wrote a story for PFW this week, sort of the unique nature of having three centers essentially on the field and the value they've brought communication-wise and everything else and settling that line. That's a nice story last week, rushing for 250 against the Colts. Now it should be a nice story this week if you can stagnate and Ndamukong Suh and those guys up front. I'm not saying you're going to run the ball. Just make sure that those guys don't bitch slap you into the backfield and ruin what I think is going to be a spread 'em and shred 'em type passing game. So
don't let those guys control the game.
That's exactly right. You do your job. As Brady said, meet force with force, baby.
Yeah, I think that's a good one. And the other one on the other side is going to be, I think, the most interesting matchup maybe of the season is how they attack and how they go about defensively trying to contain Calvin Johnson. And I see some of the stuff on Twitter. I think our buddy Jeff Howe has indicated that based on people that he's talked to, that they're actually venturing more toward Browner, Johnson, and Revis and Golden Tate, which I do not like. I think that is a recipe for disaster. I think Calvin Johnson will not be bullied at the line of scrimmage, I don't believe. And then if you take that away from Browner, you're really asking for trouble. So I think that's a key to the game, is how they go about covering Calvin Johnson, making sure that you eliminate the big plays, because the Patriots' defense has been so good all year long at doing that, that you don't want to see Matthew Stafford and Calvin Johnson hook up for any cheap plays. One specific way they're going to have to really be aware of is Stafford's done a great job of extending plays this year, getting out of the pocket, and that's when he's hit a lot of his big plays. He had an opportunity to do one last week that Calvin Johnson actually dropped. So they need to keep Stafford in the pocket and keep Johnson under wraps.
Just a little bit of news here from Twitter. Josina Anderson of ESPN reporting that Patriots running back Jonas Gray has been told he will not start today's matchup against the Detroit Lions. So Jonas Gray showing up late for practice on Friday, was sent home, and now he's not starting.
I don't think he would have started anyway.
Yeah, I think this would have been a story if it said he's not playing today.
Or right? not starting. Or if it said he's not starting for disciplinary reasons, because I'm not convinced that he's not starting for disciplinary reasons.
Or if he had even been not starting against the Colts, or you know, a team that wasn't good against the run. I don't think they were going to start with Jonas Gray on the field, regardless of whatever happened on Friday and his alarm and any of that crap. Now, Paul and I talked about it. I wouldn't have been surprised were he to be inactive, because I think you're not going to run. So it's a cheap way to send a message, a cheap way to be, you know, a tough disciplinarian. You know, those 7 carries we might need from a power back in the fourth quarter, I'll give those to Blunt. And Jonas, you're not playing. Yeah, you're not playing. Even though we weren't going to use you.
Right. I would agree with that.
Well, that's why I don't necessarily say just because he's not starting that this is a result of being late on Friday.
Before this thing happened on Friday, we were talking about this game going, it's more of a Vereen type of game.
Yep.
Not the power running backs. None of that. So
you remember all those things you were coming up with, like 50 Shades of Grey and all that, you know, and we got tired of it like after 2 days. So I got a new one for you.
Okay.
So you know those Just for Men commercials? And the one where, like, Clyde Frazier or whatever, he goes, no play for Mr. Gray. Because they show the guy with the gray hair, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
This young girl is like, ugh, like, whatever. Yeah. And they go to Frazier and he goes, no play for Mr. Gray.
There you go.
And then he puts the gel in and she's all over.
No play for Mr. Gray.
I'll tell you, his week was interesting, where it went from rushing for 201, being on the cover of Sports Illustrated, being the AFC Offensive Player of the Week, to then LeGarrette Blount being signed, him showing up late for practice, and now, oh, you're not starting, and we'll see how much you play today. Hell of a week for that guy.
A little bit of a roller coaster.
Imagine if he never plays again. I'd smell a, what if I told you? Yeah. He went from a nobody on the practice squad to a franchise record 4 touchdowns. And back again in just 7 days. That's a 30 for 30, 20 years from now.
Yeah, that would be. Except
the man who is never heard from again.
Right. Now, I don't think that'll happen either. Paul's right. But they do at least have an option now. They didn't have an option before. You know, Fred is standing by. They don't need the option. They shouldn't have signed LeGarrette Blount. They didn't need it, but, you know, whatever. But, you know.
Fred loves him some Jonas Gray.
Unlike Tony Maserati, he sticks to his initial reaction.
Did Tony really say early in the show that they didn't need him, and then just completely say it was a great move?
Well, this is what happened.
Or did you guys doctor that a little bit?
No, he responded to Felger and said, Felger said, why do they need him? And Maz said, they don't. And then he was like, yeah, they don't. He's like, not at all. Like, they don't need him. And then later in the show, I said, well, I would rather have LeGarrette Blount on the Patriots roster than someone like, let's say, Brandon Bolden. And Maz goes, well, that's how I feel. You're right. Exactly. Yeah, that'd be a good depth move later in the show.
So he really did say it.
Same show.
I thought for sure you guys doctored that.
No, but then by the next day, Blount was there and he was signed. And so he was right, I guess, somehow.
Well, he was like Andy. He had no choice but to be right.
Oh, screw you.
There's no way he could be wrong. No way that he could be wrong.
Paul, just so you know, to recap the first 15 minutes, this guy looking past the Lions quite a bit.
Yeah, getting a little bit ahead of the Lions here,
I'm
Paul.
Pretty much there, too.
Okay, so Paul's falling into that trap, so to speak, as well.
Yep.
Not me. I'm just going to be reasonable.
Let's go to the phones. 855.
It is a bit of a trap game. I will say that.
Yeah, it could be.
You're
see,
at
and
home.
I think it's more of a trap for fans and media types like him. I find it hard to believe Bill's going to let his team fall into the trap against the number one defense and all that.
Andy, you never intend to fall into the trap.
That's true.
Yeah, no one says, oh, let's
fall. No one goes into the game saying, this is a trap game. I'm going to fall
into
it.
So Bill didn't spend this week talking about Aaron Rodgers and the Packers?
Yeah. I mean,
I don't think he did.
He didn't. He didn't tell everybody to relax. Aaron Rodgers isn't until next week.
Jeff is in Vegas. What's going on, Jeff?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, what's Jeff. Up?
Jeffrey.
Thanks for lunch again.
Oh, yeah. Pleasure's all mine, and who knows? Maybe we can do it again next.
Sounds good.
Tuesday, sounds
lock
good.
It
lock
in.
It in.
Absolutely was happy to be on the show on time. I was able to get a little bit of time away from those eye candy girls last night, although I did pretty much all night. And this is a good vibe in Vegas. Everyone, a lot of Lions fans out last night coming out of the woodwork, as they always do when it's their team's Super Bowl against the Patriots.
Well, they're still hoping, I think, that their team's Super Bowl is the real Super Bowl in Arizona. I mean, they are right now the 2 seed in a 7-3 football team. Now, we all know the history. They have, based on history and resumes, very little chance of coming into Foxborough and winning this game. But guess what? If they do, now all of a sudden you're talking about the Lions as a contender. They're getting healthy at the
last
right
week,
time.
But in your
defense.
What you just talked about last week was a much bigger game for Detroit than this week.
Right.
This is not their
and
Super
Bowl. And they put up a good fight.
Yeah, but, you know, they didn't play well.
They didn't get blown out. They kept in the game. That's one of those Patriots 2001 losses. We learned we could play with that team. We can play with that team.
Well, I would hope they thought they could play with the Arizona Cardinals. But just saying.
And one thing that concerns me a little bit about this game, is this really a must-win for the Patriots? Not really.
What are you, Felger, answering your own questions?
Yeah. If you're going to ask it, at least have the courtesy to let us answer.
At least pause at the question mark.
And I agree, it's not a must-win.
No, it is not a must-win, but, you know, negative people could say, well, you know, then you go on a two-game losing streak if you think you're going to lose at Green Bay, that exhibition game. And
that pass rush, I mean, we're susceptible to that pass rush. What if Megatron makes a few plays? I mean, this is the National Football League. It's not like the Patriots are guaranteed to coast, you know, for the next 6 weeks.
That's right. And we talked about this off air a little bit, Andy and I, with a couple other people that work here. It's a little early in the year for the Patriots to have established themselves as the clear front runner. Generally, it doesn't happen this early. And there's a long way to go. A lot of things can change. And the NFL, especially this year, has really changed a lot.
6 weeks?
Over the span of a couple of weeks. And now we're talking about 6 weeks. So, yeah, I mean, all of a sudden, a two-game losing streak changes the landscape.
And I also like how everybody...
But I don't think that's going
to... I don't want to be the wet blanket here. Everybody is now fully on board that, well, you know, the difference this year is they got Gronk. Well, they have Gronk in November.
Right.
Who says they have Gronk in January?
At this time last year, they had Gronk.
Right.
And we're rolling.
And we're bitch-slapping Dick LeBeau and the Steelers, and, like, everything was great.
It's not just like Gronk was back like he was in September. Gronk was rolling at this time last year.
But, like, August, people were like, well, you know, they're never going to have Gronk late in the year, so what does it matter? Like, they were all negative. The tone was negative. They were cynical. And now he's played a little more than a half a season, and everybody's ready to say you're going to have him when you get to Tempe. Well, why do you feel that way when there's six games to go before you even get to the playoffs?
Yeah, so true. Things, six weeks can be an eternity in the National Football League, as we know. As far as the number goes for the game, it's been rock steady all week long. New England at -7, total 47.5. And that's going to bring us to the Jeff and Vegas Smart Money Play of the Week.
Heavens to Betsy!
Guys.
Jeff.
Caliendo.
Jeff.
We're going all in on New England. We're going to keep the streak going. We're going to go large, taking New England. And though, however, there's value on the Lions' money line, +280. You're getting nearly 3-1. Should the Lions somehow pull the upset, which is within the realm of possibility. So I'm going to do a little bit of a straddle. I'm going to take New England big.
Not your first time.
Seven, and very funny. And
did you learn this last night with those eye candy dancers? Going to do a little bit of a straddle.
You read my mind, Andy. And I will tweet a few eye candy picks as well. We're going to do a disappointing on the Lions money line plus 280. The only way to get crushed is if the Patriots win by 7 or less, in which case there will not be lunch bought. So England wins big or the unthinkable, then we will have a lunch next week from definitely Vegas.
All right, lock it in. Good job.
So if you're a PFW host, you're rooting for either a Patriots blowout or the upset.
Right. You don't want any field goal. You don't want any Stephen Gostkowski field goals to win it at the buzzer.
We're going to straddle.
You basically don't want what has sort of been a Lions game, is a tight ball game. You know, they've won some, they've lost some, but you think there's going to be a dog
fight?
Would
you say like the last 7 games have been decided by it?
Yeah, something like that. Their last three wins.
7 out of 8 have been decided by
7 of 8 by a touchdown or less, and their last 3 wins are by a total of 6 points. They play tight games, and we were talking about that earlier.
Because they can't score.
But that's not a Patriots game. You know, the Patriots have not shown in the last month or so of this dominance that they can play in that game. I'm not saying they can't.
Yeah.
It's just different than what they've done. And it could be like last week, you know, Bill saying, you know, we can win in a lot of ways. Our best football's ahead of us. Maybe they show a different way to win this week in a dogfight against good defense.
Yeah. And it is true with the defense has been really good the last 2 weeks. And I felt like there was a big difference in the way they played. And you're right. Against Denver, you know, The points were in the low 20s, but with the offense up in the 40s, it makes it a lot easier. I felt like that was a game that the Patriots would have had a hard time winning if the offense didn't play as well as it did. Against Indy, I didn't have that feeling. The offense, again, played well against Indy, but I felt like the defense played really well.
Sure.
And I think that was a game that if the Patriots only scored 21 last week, I think they would have won 21-20. I think they would have found a way to win the game the way defensively they played. Against Denver, if the Patriots had only scored 24 points in that game, I think they would have had a hard time winning.
All right, let's take a quick timeout. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number. We've got one open line for you right now if you want to grab it. We're going to talk to Tim Twentyman of Lions.com. That's coming up at 11:45. We'll talk to him about everything Detroit Lions coming into today's game against the Patriots here in Foxborough. But that number for you is 855-PATS-500. We got to get caught up on our picks. How did we do last week? How did we do?
I don't know. We all won the Patriots.
All right.
And we all lost Pittsburgh.
We're going to check in on that coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, what kind of sub is that?
It's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami.
Subway Big Hot Pastrami?
No. Pastrami.
Pastrami!
What? Hey, get back here! Pastrami!
No, pastrami!
Look, it's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami!
Want to split it?
A little late for that.
Get your own Subway Big Hot Pastrami Melt, a monument to flavor loaded with dry rub, pepper-crusted beef, and melty cheese. Enjoy yours with mustard and pickles. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or Tri-Corner Hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie. 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards Credit Card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards Credit Card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to your TV. Now available for $349 at a Microsoft store near you.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go. Go. That's it. Come on. Kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
Ah, nothing like cracking open a six-pack. Andy, Paul, and Mark pick six games against the spread. And just like your favorite beer, these guys are ice cold.
Maybe I just drink to get drunk.
Time for the Sunday six-pack.
All right, let's get to it, Kev. What do we got on the picks?
Everyone was 1-1 last week, like Paul mentioned. Everyone lost on the Pittsburgh game and won on the New England game. So that means
I'm still in first.
That Mark is still in first at
we knew that last week.
Numbnut. Andy in second at 17-30, and Paul in third at 14-33.
Here I come, baby. That's a big week for me. 500.
Paul, we were all 500.
Yeah, but I was 500. That means I didn't drop a game further below 500.
First game on the docket. Live from Detroit on Monday night, the New Jersey Jets and the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo by 4.5.
I'm going to take the Jets in this one based on the week the Bills had.
Man,
I'm going to take the Bills as well for the same reason.
Really?
Yeah.
You think they're going to, you know, rise up?
They're going to rally.
Rally.
Circle the wagon. Circle the snow sled.
I just think it's one of those things that
I'll take the Jets.
Everybody automatically assumes that they have no chance, and that's what the message is going to be. And I just think they're better.
Second game, Arizona at Seattle. Seattle by 6.5.
Oh, I think that spread is too big. I think it's
a wide spread.
I'm taking the Cardinals.
I'll take the points, too.
I'm going to pull a Bertrand and take the Seahawks.
There you go. Picking against
I like
what
the
pick
so far. We got some parity here.
I'm looking to kind of shake it up here.
Good.
Game 1-3. And 1, the three of us. How boring could that be?
The Miami Dolphins at the Denver Broncos. Denver by 7.5.
Broncos.
Paul going to take a Bertrand here and take the
7.5.
This is great. This is strategy now to get Paul to lose.
No.
You just shout out your picks quick and then force him into
make
a spot.
Make Paul think of something.
I'll take Denver.
Game 4, the Dallas Cowboys at the New York Giants. Dallas by 3.5.
I'm going to pick against the Giants because every time I watch them play, I think they look like a terrible, horrific, poorly coached, it's all done, giving up football team.
Where is that game?
New York. In New York.
But wait, sorry. Fred would say New Jersey.
New Jersey. Northern New Jersey.
Tonight on us.
I'm going to take the Giants. What the hell?
Yeah, I think the Giants win the game outright. Unfortunately, I don't really have any interest in watching it, and it's the Sunday night game tonight.
And he's going to have time because he's planning on being home at about
3:30. 7:30.
Baltimore at New Orleans. New Orleans by 3.5.
Ooh, I'll take Baltimore in the points. Thank you.
Yeah.
Me too.
I'm going to take the Saints.
Nice job, Andy. Nice
I'm going to take
bus.
The Saints only because I think that they
only
can't
because we took
only because these two other idiots took
them. They can't possibly lose three
There's
in a row at home,
movement.
Can they?
There's
can they lose three in a row
here.
At home?
Oh, they have not looked good.
No, they haven't.
They have
no, they
good.
Haven't. But I also,
this.
As much as I like Flacco and the Ravens, I don't see the consistency with that team. I thought they were good, but they just look like another one of those also-rans. I don't think they go to New Orleans and win.
Last game, Detroit at New England. New England by 6.5.
I'm going to take the Patriots to win by a touchdown.
Yeah, I like the Patriots big in this game, 33-16, so I will lay the points.
Not quite as big. I think it's 31-20, and I think it'll be in the 20s for both teams in the fourth quarter, and the Patriots will pull away a little bit, but they'll get the job done.
Very good. There you have it. There's the Sunday six-pack. The telephone number for you is 855-PATS-500, 855-PATS-500. Paul, why don't you give some play-by-play of Frank Caliendo?
Well, he was just doing Bill Belichick. He had the Patriots backdrop behind him. Yeah. He had the blue hoodie on, and he was, like, pointing his finger like he was, like, you know, the Sarah Palin shooting it. Gotcha! You know, he was, like, doing these little Belichickisms.
Let's get back to the phone lines and get some of your thoughts on today's game between the Patriots and the Detroit Lions. Let's go to Eldridge, North Carolina. What's up, Eldridge?
Hey, Mark. Hey, Paul. Hey, Andy. How y'all doing?
Sup?
What's doing up, well? Eldridge?
Well, y'all got good weather. I'm down here in Tampa, man. 86 degrees.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Yeah, hey, but you know what, though? It's a nice day up here, though, Eldridge.
It is. We're in the 50s, I think.
And the sun's out, and it's beautiful.
Sun's out, guns out, and guess what? We got something you can't possibly get. A Patriots game live.
And in person.
That's right. And that never was hurting me so bad right now. Because I ain't got my NFL ticket because I'm not at the house.
Oh, you mean you can't watch?
Wait, you got a Verizon phone? You can do the Verizon phone thing.
No, I got low light Sprint.
Oh, but low anyway, light. Huh? Guess what? You're SOL.
What do you got?
Yeah, I am. Well, what I'm saying, man, if
go to a bar.
If they put Revis on Megatron, that's a big mistake. I really see Revis.
Me too.
You know,
I don't want to lose because, and everybody says, you know, put Browner on him until it doesn't work. Well, when it doesn't work, it might have changed the outcome of the game.
Right.
Yeah, we're changing outcome again because Grimes is good, but he still kind of sets down over Grimes for a long one. You know, and then Grimes did get one in the end zone last week, but still, that's Megatron. You know, just like Grunt, we got Grunt, they got a Tron. So, you know, I think that'd be a big mistake, and I hope everybody ain't overlooking because it won't be, I don't think it'd be that easy. But see, Detroit's coming in just like Baltimore would. Well, we done had that number before, so they coming in look confident. And they do have the number one defense. But I know we'll pull it out, though. I hope we pull it out by 7 or maybe 10. You know, that's what I'm hoping.
I hear you. That's what I'm thinking.
Yes,
right around 10 points. I'm feeling good. And by the way, we got a Tron, too. He's just Minitron.
Yeah, we got a Minitron, but they got the Megatron.
Okay. They got the original.
The original Tron, yes.
We got the Ocean State job lot knockoff.
That is funny. That's funny. But then again, you know, I feel bad for Jonas. You know, Bill is a stickler, you know, but I guess things happen. I guess he got a little upset by the news of Blunt coming in because if somebody want to prove this stuff, I feel kind of bad too. But I hope he bounce back, and I hope they do play him a little bit, and I hope we do get a little bit of a running game, and they hold Stafford to, you know, inside a little bit and don't let him scramble and extend plays. So I'm hoping. Well, y'all have a good one, man.
All right, Eldridge. Thanks for the call.
All right.
Jonas Gray would be fine.
Yeah. I mean, you know,
how will you know either way?
I don't think he'll play very much today, but I don't think that means anything. Like, he doesn't play today a lot, but I wouldn't read into it.
I think the only way that they run the ball a lot today is if the Lions turn it over a lot early and the Patriots get a huge lead, and then they just say, I don't care if they're the number one run defense. I have a 28-point lead. I'm just going to run the clock and go from there.
Michael's in Chicago today. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great. How are you?
Well, I'm okay, man. I'm out here in this rainy Chicago, man, just, you know. But, you know, they said they got a Megatron. Well, we got the crack in Revis. All right, I prefer to put him on there, on Megatron the whole entire time.
Now, is that your head speaking or your sort of entertainment fan factor speaking?
No, I watched him. He's locked down. He's the best corner in the league right now.
Okay, you don't have to yell at me. I agree with you. That's what I'm looking for.
He was just speaking emphatically. He wasn't yelling.
No, yeah, he's a monster.
Now, let me ask you.
What's up?
Do you if they choose to do something with Browner and maybe some safety help over the top, does that worry you? Are you concerned about that?
Yeah, McCourty over the top with Browner on Tate jamming him at the line. He'll be all right.
I feel like you're yelling a little bit.
What's that?
Now, Mark said you're yelling a little bit. Why are you yelling at us?
Yelling a little bit.
I'm sorry, man. I'm from Chicago, man. We just talk loud.
I hear you. I got no problem.
That's what I tell them all the time.
Paul's from Everett. He's the same way. You all seem like you're mad.
I got him in my DraftKings. Brady, Gronk, LaFell. Win me 15,000, baby. Let's go.
All right.
Okay.
There's another one buying lunch this week, Andy.
Jonas Gray, big old back. Look at that guy. He's compact like a missile, just hitting that hole Belichick tells him to hit.
That's yeah.
And then we got the blunt. Not. I hate people that says blunt. It's blunt. Blunt for trauma.
Right. You're
that
right.
That's how you say it.
All right. Good talking with you.
LeGarrette Blount.
We got to go. We got inactives. Guardian Injury Report. This week's Injury Report is brought to you by Guardian Life Insurance. Injuries aren't just a spectator sport. They can happen on or off the field, and they can happen to you. Good financial health begins with the benefits offered at your workplace. Make the defensive play. Look for Guardian Life Insurance to protect you and your family this enrollment season. Cameron Fleming, James White, Aaron Dobson, Dominique Easley, Chandler Jones, Malcolm Butler, Jordan Devey. So we have our switch, Paul. We now have Alphonso Dennard back in the
active
lineup. And Dominique Easley inactive.
Of note for the Lions, we don't normally talk about the other teams, but Reggie Bush is out.
We had that when you were in the other room.
Oh, sorry. He was questionable all week. He won't play. I think that's a big break.
Let's go to Brad.
Wait, let's analyze this just for one more minute.
Yeah, what else you got?
I just want to really make sure we look at this. Anything else of note?
Sucks that Cameron
LeGarrette
Fleming
Blount
is
active.
Hurt. How hurt is Cameron Fleming? What are you guys hearing on?
Oh, he's in a walking boot.
Yeah, he's in a boot.
And I poo-poo walking boots game day because I think the first move they do game day is put it in a walking boot to immobilize it, try to begin some recovery.
Right.
He was in a walking boot on Friday. Right. So later, you know, that seems like it's a legitimate injury,
I don't like that.
That's a concern, and it's problematic for him because he did look really good in that role last week as the extra tackle tight end. But LeGarrette Blount, active. Jonas Gray, active. So you have your power runners if you're looking to run the four-minute offense late in the fourth quarter. Alphonso Dennard, we've talked about this. I want to give PFW credit because we've talked about this more than anyone.
Yeah.
It wouldn't stun us if, you know, Alphonso Dennard is suddenly on Golden Tate today and people go, wow, he was inactive for 3 weeks.
He's a good player.
Kyle Arrington had one snap on defense against the Jets. Then last week, everybody's, you know, rubbing him down because he did a good job against T.Y. Hilton. That's what Belichick does in the back end. And I won't be stunned if Dennard has a role on this team.
What do you think Brandon Browner's snap count today will be?
7.
It's going to be down.
I have no idea.
I think it's going to go down
a little bit in this game.
Well, I will tell you, if he's not involved with Megatron, I think there's a chance it could be down a little.
Well, you don't think they'll put him on one of the tight ends?
No.
I do.
I just think
do you think because of the way he played last week? Is that why you think it's
going to
be down?
I just think this type of game doesn't suit him all that well based on the receivers. I don't think he's got a good matchup against either one of them.
No,
Don Jones active too. Forget about that.
I think you put him on a tight end.
Which, again, I think if he's on Pettigrew, I think he's not going to play as many snaps as he did in previous weeks. We'll see what it is. We're going to follow that.
How many snaps did he play in previous weeks?
Yeah, I don't
tell you. He was out there quite a bit, not a big snap count guy,
so I don't know. But I don't think his playing time will be discernible.
Mike Reese snap counts every week.
I don't think they're in the game book, too. Yeah, they are in the game book.
I get them from Mike Reese. Is that okay?
I go official. What? Why is there?
I just wanted to see if you guys are going to keep arguing.
No, I'm just waiting to see if you had anything to say, Paul.
No, not really.
PPGS, the only place you can get a snap count argument.
my screen just got messed up, so I can't.
My screen.
Can't go back to those calls. Wait, there it goes. We're going to Brad in Maine. What's up, Brad?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
I want to just a couple things. I want to kind of echo everyone else's statements about Brandon Browner covering Calvin Johnson. I don't feel very good about that. I think that he's got, you know, good size, and that's great and everything, but the one thing that I think that Calvin Johnson has a huge advantage on is his speed. I mean, Calvin Johnson's fast.
Yes.
And I think that if Brandon Browner, you know, Calvin Johnson's big, too. He's physical. And I think that's a pretty good physical matchup for Browner. If Browner doesn't game him real well and get him at the line and Calvin Johnson takes off, you know, I think we're in trouble. And especially if it's one of those situations where, you know, there's a confusion in coverage or something and you don't have safety help, you could be, you know, giving up a 75-yard touchdown. So
I don't feel
great about that at all. You know, I know that Brent Grimes did okay with him, but like Eldridge said, he gave up a big one. So I think that being said, either way, I still think the Patriots are going to win pretty big. I just don't think I don't believe in Matthew Stafford. I don't think he's you know, he's been prone to give up big interceptions in big games, and I see him throwing a couple picks today. And if that happens, I think it's going to be a blowout. But we'll see. I'll hang up and let you guys talk.
Okay. I think the interesting thing is everybody says, okay, it's a big receiver, so it's a matchup for Browner. Well. Hello.
Cuckoo, cuckoo.
Go ahead.
But what you forget is Calvin Johnson's like Gronk. He can make plays when people are on him. So there's a chance that Browner, okay, he's in his jersey. There's also a chance that Calvin Johnson still catches the ball about 7 yards off the line and pulls away from him because he has the speed to do just that. So it's not just, oh, he'll maul him at the line and take him away. He could maul him and not take him away.
Right. I don't like the idea. I'm with everybody else with Browner on Johnson. But, you know, it is one of those things like, well, what kind of receiver should he be able to cover?
Brandon LaFell. Damn it, he's on our team.
It's great for practice.
It's unfortunate. It's unfortunate. Yeah, I think that he's going to be just as big a part of the defense today as he has been. I don't know exactly how they're going to employ them all. I mean, I've seen the different theories out there. I would have the bracket on Golden Tate. I'd have Revis on Calvin Johnson, and I would have Browner working on the tight end. Whoever.
Well, remember, Jerry Thornton told us coming into the season they
things
were going to use
never seen.
Revis on the number two. It was going to be crazy, crazy stuff, and they were going to bracket the number one and all that.
Maybe
crazy.
This was the game he was talking about.
Or maybe he didn't.
They're going to put Revis on Tate and.
Or maybe he didn't know what he was talking
Browner
about.
Browner on Johnson.
Who told him those things?
I don't know.
How does he know that?
I don't know, but it hasn't happened. So whoever told him was lying.
You was lying your ass off.
Lying.
Lions. Get it?
That's pretty neat. 855 Pats 500. 855 Pats 500. Could you, Kev, you want to do us a favor and punch up Pat and Agawam? Put him up on the board there?
Why can't you?
Pat, you got us?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Pat. What's going on?
Yeah, I wanted to make a couple points. The first thing is going up against this Detroit defense, you know, see the first real elite quarterback that they played against this year against Aaron Rodgers. They did a great job of shutting that offense down. But then I look at what they did, Buffalo going into their house and beating them, you know, just making enough plays to win the game. You know, they're not really that scary, in my opinion.
The Lions?
Well, they're not going to – they don't blow people out.
The
they
Lions
haven't.
Don't have the offense to be scary.
Now, but
– right.
You know, Calvin Johnson's healthy. If he has a big, you know, if Calvin Johnson has a 220 day, then they have the offense to be scary.
Right. It's just that it hasn't happened all
right.
year. And I know that he's been hurt. So that's a big reason why the offense, but they've only scored more than 24 points once all year, and that was the opener. So they haven't. What's that?
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, do you guys agree that even if the run game isn't working to the best of our ability to just, you know, to keep trying to grind out yards and not make ourselves one-dimensional. That way the Lions can pin their ears back and go after Brady.
Yeah, I don't want to do that personally. I want to throw the ball until they have enough points to win. I don't want to waste plays with the running game if it's not working. Now, if you come out and you run the ball and you're successful at it, like has happened at times with some teams that have really good run defenses, every once in a while, you know, you get a team, you know, that has a reputation for being able to stop the run, and they haven't been able to stop it. If that happens today, by all means, run the ball. But if they run the ball early in the game and they don't have any success with it, I don't want to keep banging my head into a wall.
And I'm with you, Paul. I think they should, you know, put Revis one-on-one with Megatron and just bracket Tate.
Yeah.
I think that's probably the best bet to win the game. Because, I mean, I think he's only played against them one time when he was with the Jets, but he did have success against them.
Yeah, he played with them against the Jets, and he also played with them in Tampa.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I think I saw some numbers yesterday. I think he's given up something like 8 catches for 74 yards or something like that.
Over 2 games?
I don't know how many games that was. I don't know
yeah,
if that was
games.
The only, it was two. Only 2 games.
So that's
games.
Total?
Yeah.
So he's pretty good.
So he's been pretty good. I don't worry. Listen, Revis is going to get beat once in a while, but I don't worry about it.
But isn't that why you got Revis though for matchups like this?
Yeah. And you know, a lot of people talked about that Brent Grimes game a couple weeks ago with Miami. He gave up a long touchdown, and he gave up, I think, 7 for 100 and something in a touchdown. I thought he was tremendous on Calvin Johnson. He had really good coverage all day. He had an interception in the red zone against him. And Revis is a lot better than Brent Grimes. A lot better.
All right, guys.
All right, Pat. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 855-PATS-500. The snap count on Browner last week was 55 of 58 snaps.
Yeah.
He was out there almost every single play. I would expect
it to be similar this week.
All right. We'll see. We'll follow that one throughout the course of the game. Let's take a quick timeout.
A little game within the game, Andy.
When we come back, we'll talk to Tim Twentyman of Lions.com. That's coming up next on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
Hey, what kind of sub is that?
It's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami.
Subway Big Hot Pastrami?
No. Pastrami.
Pastrami!
What? Hey, get back here! Pastrami!
No, pastrami!
Look, it's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami!
Want to split it?
A little late for that.
Get your own Subway Big Hot Pastrami Melt, a monument of flavor loaded with dry rub, pepper-crusted beef, and melty cheese. Enjoy yours with mustard and pickles. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or tri-corner hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie. 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to your TV. Now available for $349 at a Microsoft store near you.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football.
especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call star NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
You know the view from New England.
I'm defending the Patriots.
But what about the view from the other side?
It is what it is.
Time now to go behind enemy lines.
Welcome back to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. It's time to go behind enemy lines. Mark Bertrand, Paul Perillo, Andy Hart now joined in studio by Tim Twentyman of Lions.com. Tim, welcome aboard. How you doing?
Good, Mark. Guys, how you guys doing?
Glad you could be in studio with us here today. We were just... Go ahead.
I'm glad you... The weather. We brought some weather with us.
Isn't it?
Is this Foxborough in late November usually? I mean, what's going on here?
Yeah, gotta like that. Peyton Manning doesn't think so.
If we were just having a discussion a couple minutes ago about how Patriots defensive backs will line up against Detroit's receivers in this game. From a Lions perspective, if they could choose players, you know, which defensive back would align on which receiver, what would be the best for them?
They'd probably want Brandon Browner on Calvin Johnson. And I say that because I think Calvin Johnson is so unique in the sense that he's a big guy, but he's a 4-3 guy. And I just think that if they tried to muscle Calvin and put Browner on him at the line of scrimmage, I think Calvin could run past him. And I think that's a matchup that Matthew would immediately look at and say, hey, go route. Let's try to get down the field on Brandon Browner. That would be one that they'd love.
And where is Calvin Johnson health-wise right now? Is he back to full health or close? Or
I don't think he's 100%, but you know, I always look at a player's body language the day before pregame to kind of get a sense of where they are. And look, they rolled the ping-pong table out into the locker room on Friday. They had the cornhole going. Calvin was in among all of it. He was laughing. And I think when he was hurt, he was not around. He was sitting at his locker and then would leave. So, you know, in pregame, he looked pretty good out there, too. So he's not 100%, but, you know, the Lions gave him a month off of that high ankle sprain. He's pretty good, and his body language tells me that he's feeling pretty good.
Now, offensively, and I know you just mentioned he missed a lot of time, and that's a big guy to be missing out of any offense, but is it as simple as that as to why the Lions haven't been more productive?
I don't think so, because, you know, really this team has only had one really good offensive performance. It was week one against the Giants, and really two of their big plays were broken plays.
Right.
You know, this is a new scheme under Joe Lombardi, and I think Matthew's taken some time to get adjusted to it because it's a progression-based offense where it wasn't before. So, you know, he's got certain reads that he has to go through, and then when you look at an offensive line that's underperforming like the Lions are, now you don't have a chance to get to that third, fourth progression. Now you're just targeting Johnson and Tate, and everyone's not getting involved, and so that's been really a lot of the struggles on offense for Lions.
I don't know how much you saw of Golden Tate prior to him being a Lion, but for him this season, has it been just the fact that he's had more opportunity, or is he doing things differently in that offense that's allowed him to be as productive as he's been?
I think he's just as excited to be in an offense that's more pass than run. You know, I think he always had this ability, but when you're in Seattle, look, they're going to run to set up the pass. And yep. If the run's going good, you're not going to get to that pass. That's just how they run their offense. Here it's separate. They throw the ball to set up their run in Detroit. And so I think he's doing a lot of things he always thought he could, but he's just getting the opportunities to do it now.
Flipping it to the other side of the football, obviously this is a great defense in pretty much any category you look at it. I think from afar, people say, okay, I know who Ngamukong-Suh, I know Ziggy Ansah maybe. Who are the other guys that are kind of pulling this defense together and making it as good as it is?
You got to look at the two safeties. You know, Glover Quinn, who's a veteran guy, and James Ahedebo, also a veteran guy. Now, these guys aren't elite athletes.
Hold on. You hear that?
It's a UMass guy.
You hear that? You hear that? James Ahedebo making a big difference out there, Andy.
Okay, let him speak.
I'm just saying.
You made a difference as a Patriot, I'll tell you that.
Well, he's really been good, guys. You know, 40-some tackles, a couple sacks. He's forced two fumbles. He's got an interception. He had a huge pick, you know, against Miami. And he's been a playmaker for them, and I think those guys together, his addition has allowed Glover Quinn, who was really their big free agent target last year, to move over to the free safety spot, and they love him there. He's a playmaker, and what those guys are, like I was saying, they're not elite athletes. They're not going to make a ton of plays. It's not Troy Polamalu out there, but they're guys that are always in the right spot, and they don't let big plays happen behind them. And when you've got a defensive front seven that's as good as the Lions are, just don't get beat by big plays. Always be in the right spots, and you'll have a pretty good defense.
Can they... Have they played this kind of an offense? They played Green Bay early, I think, before Rodgers really had gotten it together.
Yeah.
Right now, the Patriots are rolling offensively, unlike they have all year. Can't, are they ready for this kind of a challenge here in Foxborough?
We'll see. This is certainly the toughest test. You know, I'm with you. Everybody looks back to Green Bay and says, well, they held Aaron Rodgers to 7 points in that offense. But you're right. That wasn't when Green Bay was humming either. They were still trying
Kansas
to figure
things out.
Kansas City
held the Patriots to 7 that night, too, until Garoppolo came.
Right. Right. Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know. They gave up 14 points last week against Arizona and shut them out the rest of the way. They did pretty good against Tannehill. You know, they held Drew Brees in that New Orleans offense in check. You know, they only had 21 points. So, can they do it? I think so. They've proven that they can, but this is certainly by far their toughest test in terms of a team that can throw and run equally effective.
We talked about Calvin Johnson as the elite kind of member of the Lions. Obviously, the elite member of the Patriots passing attack is Rob Gronkowski. You mentioned the safeties. What are they going to do to try to slow down a guy who's been basically just doing what he wants for the last 5 or 6 weeks?
I think you said it. That's the key, slow down. Because I don't think you're ever going to stop him. I think I put him in the same category as Calvin Johnson. You know what's coming, and yet you're still not going to stop it because he's bigger, faster, and stronger than everybody else. You know, and that's just how it is. I think if the Lions walk out of here and Gronk's got, you know, 5 catches, 40-some yards, 5 catches, 50 yards, no touchdowns, you consider that a win.
Yep.
You know, that's a win for the Detroit Lions. And James Ahedebo, you guys talked about it. It seems like there's a history there with you guys, but that's a matchup I think is going to be key in this one. You're going to see Ahedebo on Gronkowski a lot in this game, and whoever wins that matchup might win this game.
Not sure you'll be smirking post-game, Mr. UMass.
I got to say, I do like Gronk in that matchup against Ahedebo. As much as I like James Ahedebo, Gronk is, he's well-equipped to win that matchup. That's what I would say about that.
The linebackers, can they get involved in the pass? I mean, DeAndre Levy is a guy I'm sort of intrigued by. He seems like he shows up a lot. You know, I don't watch the Lions every week, but in highlights, he seems like he shows up all the time.
He does. He's got terrific instincts in the run game, 96 tackles. You know, and last year he had 6 interceptions, led linebackers. And over the last 2 years, he's got 7 interceptions. So he can play in the pass game. Certainly he's instinctive there, but I think more so in the run. And this year he's been a little bit exposed in open space in the pass game. So that's something to obviously watch out for. But James Ahedebo stepped in for Steven Tulloch has been good. Kyle Vannoy has been kind of getting more involved in the offense from that Sam linebacker spot. And it's really a different kind of position, that Sam linebacker spot for the Lions now. They put him on the line of scrimmage. He's going to probably rush more than he drops back in coverage from that Sam spot. So it's a little bit different look that a lot of people haven't seen. So can they get to Brady? That's really the key to this one for me.
We look at the Lions from afar, and they're a 7-3 team, and they're, you know, number 2 seed potentially. Do the people of Detroit, the fan base, do they think they're a Super Bowl contender, the Lions, or do they need one of these games to maybe prove it?
Yeah, I think you said it. They need one of these games to prove it. I think 2 words that describe Lions fans in terms of their Lions: cautious optimism. That's really what it is, because you look at just a year ago, they were sitting in the same spot. They were 6-3. Aaron Rodgers was hurt. Jay Cutler was hurt. Everything was lined up in front of them to win that division, and they won 1 of their last 7 games. Right. And so I think you take a step back as a Lions fan, you say, all right, well, their defense is better. There's some signs that this is a very different football team, but they got to prove it to us. So, you know, they're cautious. I think they're in a good spot, but I think this game does say a lot to Lions fans. This is a game that Matthew Stafford doesn't go on the road and win. In fact, he's 0-15,
right?
You know, in games with on the road against a winning record, with teams with a winning record. So, you know, that needs to change if you're going to start talking about playoffs and doing something in the playoffs. So this is a measuring stick game for Lions, certainly.
So would Matthew Stafford be the element to the team that fans just don't trust?
I think so. I think he still has to earn that a little bit. You see terrific performances from Matthew. You see him come back when he's mic'd up, and you guys have seen him the Cleveland game in Dallas and coming back from all these terrific deficits, and he's done it this year as well. You know, 21-0 Atlanta, coming back against New Orleans, but then he'll make that mistake. He'll make that mistake, or he won't be able to make that play like last week to get them a touchdown late, to get him back in a game. So it's hit or miss with him, and I think the fans need to start seeing more hits than misses with Matthew Stafford before they completely trust him.
Ready for a pick?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I think we're ready for a pick here.
All right.
Picking this game. What do you got, Tim?
Yeah, you know, Tom Brady's going to get his, and that's just how it is. You know, and so can the Lions get theirs? And they haven't shown me that they can over the last few weeks. They're 26 in scoring, 21 overall in offense. So I think that defense is good enough where the Patriots aren't going to go 40, you know, score 40 on them. But I like the Patriots 27-21 in this one. I think they just got too many weapons for
them. Usually when the Patriots are at home, we can't get the out-of-town writer to pick their team.
Especially when
except for
0-15.
Denver.
Mike Kliss was the only one.
Yeah, Mike Kliss,
and he predicted a blowout.
He came in here and he sat in the seat you were in, and he said Denver's going to blow him out today. And that's the one guy we've been able to get to go the other way.
But, sorry, I didn't bite.
That's okay.
He did, right. And it didn't work out well for him on Twitter. Hey,
Tim, just curious, before we let you go, what was it like in Detroit with the Bills and Jets game coming in? What has it been like there?
Yeah, those tickets sold out, I think, in 3 minutes. And I think what it does is it's a game where if you can't afford a true NFL game, those tickets are free. And so, right. I think a lot of people in Detroit now, they get to see a free NFL game. And so there's a lot of excitement there in Detroit for that game. Even though it's not great teams playing. You know, you got Buffalo and
bring
the Jets.
Kids and
you've got a free football game that a lot of families in Detroit can't afford otherwise. Right. So it's a terrific game for that
Well,
city.
You know, it's a little bit different, too, because in Detroit, unlike here, because we just can't relate to this, the stadium's in the city.
Right.
Whereas here, you know, it's a little bit more difficult. But you're in the middle of a city. You got a neutral game. Why wouldn't you go?
Right.
What's bring the excuse kids? Not to go?
Free.
Yeah, it's giving free. It, and so it's
giving
great.
It away, literally.
They're giving it away. And so, stadium, yeah, too. Yeah, it's beautiful.
So we did get the, before we let you go, Tim, we get the who's picked what so far. Five writers have picked their own team so far.
Yeah.
Which is higher than most seasons.
Yeah, that we never get anybody to pick their own team.
It's kind of a hard thing
to
do. Everyone just
5-5.
Picks the Patriots. But Tim Twentyman.
You guys have a pretty good football team here.
I know.
Yeah, their record on the home at home
all right.
is good.
Especially
right,
when the home know. Games. But the home games, we can never get anybody.
NFC North, their record is good. Yeah. You're probably smart going
with the Patriots. Yeah, I went with the odds. What the heck?
Tim Twentyman of Lions.com. Thanks for coming in. We really appreciate it.
All right, guys. Anytime.
Thanks,
all right,
Tim.
Take it easy. Let's take a quick timeout. We'll be right back in. Back to your calls and your emails. 855-PATS-500. webradio@patriots.com. And remember to tweet us. #PPGS. More on the way.
Hey, what kind of sub is that?
It's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami.
Subway Big Hot Pastrami?
No. Pastrami.
Pastrami!
What? Hey, get back here! Pastrami!
No, pastrami!
Look, it's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami!
Wanna split it?
A little late for that.
Get your own Subway Big Hot Pastrami Melt, a monument to flavor loaded with dry rub, pepper-crusted beef, and melty cheese. Enjoy yours with mustard and pickles. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or tri-corner hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie. Three Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to your TV. Now available for $349 at a Microsoft store near you.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call ** NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected. Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today. Patriots and Revolution Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, and much more, including Pro Shop exclusives and sideline gear from Adidas, Nike, and New Era. The Pro Shop is located next to Gillette Stadium and is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots and Revolution Pro Shop, your team, your store.
Have a prediction for today's game? Let us know about it on the Ace Ticket Hotline at 855-PATS-500 or email your prediction to webradio@patriots.com. Now, back to Mark, Andy, and Paul on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
Welcome back to the program. It's the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Thanks again to Tim Twentyman for joining us here in studio.
That was good.
At our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. We're getting ready for kickoff coming up just after 1 o'clock. We're here until 12:45, so we roll on to the program. We need to hear from many of you on the phone lines. Have some of you to get to. Also, want to remind you that Dunkin' Donuts Angus Steak and Egg Sandwich. Andy, before I read this, you had this thing yet?
I have not, actually.
It's pretty good. Angus Steak and Egg Sandwich, the perfect way to start your day. You know what the big dilemma is when you order these steak and egg?
That's good.
Is what kind of bagel are you going to get it on? Like if you get it on a bagel.
I think I would go plain, no?
I think
I'm a plain kind of guy.
I think it's better with the onion bagel.
Oh, onion would
be
an interesting one.
Yeah, pretty good.
Well, in my mind, I was thinking I don't want cinnamon raisin or anything like that.
Yeah.
Mixed in with a meat product, but the onion could be good.
It is. It's very good. That's
what I got to tell you what I want to try is that new turkey. The Thanksgiving turkey, loaded turkey sandwich or whatever they got?
Haven't seen that one.
Oh, with stuffing and cranberry and turkey and a bagel or so.
You know what else they need to bring back? And I'm sure we're going to see it soon, Andy, is our favorite.
The damn lattes. It's almost Thanksgiving. Where's my eggnog latte?
It's coming.
It better be.
You guys are unbelievable. Well,
Christmas music is coming. I need my eggnog latte.
I bet any day now you're going to walk in there, they're going to have it ready to go.
And red velvet, too. Get those coming.
I bet like Friday it comes out.
You think Dunkin' Donuts is actually listening and they're like, damn, we forgot the eggnog lattes.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark and Andy. Thanks for the reminder.
Thank you, Mike Friedel.
Dunkin' Donuts, Angus steak and egg sandwich, the perfect way to start your day. It's a delicious breakfast sandwich and egg you deserve. Enjoy an Angus steak and egg sandwich today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. It's a limited time offer.
That's good.
That is good. Thank you, Bill. Let's get back to the phones. And we go to Javon in Richmond. He's up next. He's been waiting patiently.
What's going on, guys?
What's up?
How everybody's doing? Man, I ain't got two things to say. I'm with you guys, man. Brandon don't need to be nowhere seen one-on-one with Megatron. Messi's going to get the most penalties he already got so far. Can somebody please give me a website to watch the whole game on, man? I got the Red Zone, and I don't want to watch just the touchdown. I don't want to watch our whole game. Anybody know a website I can check out real quick?
You're going to need to check out NFL Sunday Ticket on DirecTV.
Or check out Fred Kirsch's Kirsch Words blog on Patriots.com just before the kickoff. Occasionally, helps fans around the country and around the globe find a way to watch the game. I can't promise anything. I'm just telling you, check out Kirsch Words on Patriots.com. Fred Kirsch is very fan-friendly, and he's emboldened by two decades of service in this this organization and doesn't fear for his employment.
Josh is in the UK. What's up, Josh?
Hey, guys. I spoke to you last week before the Colts to talk about playoff-ready offense. And both of you said we couldn't run the ball.
Well, we can run the ball now.
But this week I want to bring up in the same idea, third down offense. And I think the Lions are the second best team, is that right?
Yes.
This year in terms of on defense.
Colts were the best.
And I want to get a prediction out of you guys. Do you think the Patriots are going to be sub 50%, 50 to 75% or 75% plus on offensive third down conversion this week?
I'll take plus 50.
Yeah, 50 to 75 is what I'll take.
Yeah, I'm feeling good about Edelman and Gronk.
I'll take sub 50 just to be different.
Because I think that'll be a key stat, key marker this week of how they're doing.
Sure. I mean, staying on the field is always important offensively, and that's part of why they were so successful last week. They dominated the best third down defense in football. Now, it's easy to do that when you're dominating the line of scrimmage.
It's 3rd and 2 all day.
But
pretty easy.
I also think they'll dominate this week because Tim Twentyman thinks they're going to match up James Ahedepo with Rob Gronkowski.
Right. As far as the running game goes, they did run the ball a lot last week. Their best running, rushing game of the year.
Yes.
But this is not a team that can just line up against anybody and run the ball. Like, I don't think they're going to run the ball today very much.
No, they won't. They won't even try.
They run the ball when the matchup.
I should be hesitant, but
when the matchup suits them to run the ball, they should run the ball. And I have no issue with that.
They always have. I mean, Bill has often said, I'm not going to run my head into a brick wall and run it just for the sake of running it.
Right.
The most important thing to him is moving the football and scoring points. If running it is the best way to do that, he'll do it. If throwing it's the best way to do that, he'll do it. And, I mean, that's part of why they're good. They adjust every week. But this is not a running team. This is not a, if you play the Colts again, you might run. If you play, other teams, you're not going to run in the playoffs or whenever it is.
And that's why I just kind of disagree with that, because going into that game last week, we're talking about the running attack of the Patriots. Yeah, you know what? When the matchup is there, take it, exploit it, go for it. But this is not a great running team.
Nope.
It's just not what they are, and that's completely fine.
But they now have, the good thing is they now have two guys that in the last year you've seen be successful when it suited you to run the ball. You bring back LeGarrette Blount, who had obviously that nice run at the end of last year with, the two touchdowns, the four touchdowns, a couple hundred yards rushing against the Bills and then dominated the Colts with big plays. And Jonas Gray proved more than he had proven to date. That's good. I like when I've seen guys do something and don't just assume. I think, Fred Kirsch's of the world were telling me, oh, yeah, they believed in Jonas Gray. He could do that. Okay, well, I'd like to see it. Now I saw it, right?
Yes.
Feel better about that.
Let's go to Sean. He's in Connecticut. Hi, Sean. Sean.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
Why are you letting the air out of balloons?
Doing the lead, just like every New Englander that's not going in the game.
Oh, you got a blower going, huh?
Yeah, sorry about that. Just dialed into you guys just a little bit ago. How's Edelman looking? I know last week he kind of was looking gimpy. Can we Any insight on him?
He'll be out there. He was out there warming up. Jeff Howe tweeted that he looked good. No doubt that he's going to play. We'll get our own official Eric Scalavino view from the press box a little later in the show. But I was not really doubting whether he'd play. The only question is he, as you said, a little gimpy? And I did think later in that game he looked a little slowed or affected by the thigh injury, they're calling it. But he'll be out there.
Excellent. Inactives get released yet?
They did. You've been breaking too many leads. You should have been listening to this damn show while you were raking.
I was trying. I couldn't get the volume up high enough.
I hear you. We'll tell Paul to yell next time. The inactives, some of the notable inactives. Malcolm Butler is inactive. Alphonso Dennard is active. Those two sort of flip-flopping. Dominic Easley is inactive. The running back, LeGarrette Blount, active. Don Jones, active after sitting out last week. Did I miss any others, Paul? Any notables?
No, I think, you know, the Dennard Butler flip flop is a big one. The fact that LeGarrette Blount is active, I think, is of note. And Dominique Easley.
And officially in number 29 for Blount. He and Jones swapped numbers. So 31 when you see him covering kicks, that's Don Jones. And 29, he goes back to LeGarrette Blount.
Is Dobson inactive?
Oh, yeah. I didn't even know he was even a question anymore. Just assume he's inactive until told otherwise.
Gotcha. Well, guys, we got the broth simmering, some sauerkraut, the Guinness is chilling, and I'm looking for a big pass win today.
What do you got for a score? Give it to me.
43-23.
Okay. Little higher than most are predicting, but I like your confidence.
Excellent. All right, guys, enjoy the
game. All right, Sean.
Get that blower going again.
I don't think either side is going to score quite that many points.
I don't either. Get off your knees. You're blowing the leads.
10 too many for both sides. 10-ish.
That's pretty cool, though. Good guys out calling us while they're... If Dad's out raking leaves, tell him to call the pregame
social. Get him.
What was your score that you had earlier?
33-16, I think. 33-16. So, you know, like 10 more for the Patriots, 7 more for the Lions.
Did you give his prediction?
I said when we were given it by a touchdown, but touchdown to 10 points, yeah. Somewhere in that
I think
range.
We're going to see a lot of field goals today.
Like 30,
field goals?
Like yeah. 30-20 type game, 31-21, something like that.
Has Matt Prater been hitting a lot of uprights?
Yeah.
People were joking after the tweet came out about he hit one from 53 and then 60 or something. In question, but did he hit into the uprights?
Maybe
or
anything? Should lay off the booze.
Well, he's
pretty impressive. He's drunk and he can hit the upright.
He's missed three, and I think he's made at least one banked off the upright that I know of. But he struggled.
I think he finishes warm-ups and stumbled over to CBS scene to keep it going. I don't want to lose
his
buzz.
We're going to go drink.
Their kicking game's been a disaster.
Disaster.
All year. They're on their third kicker. And none of them have been terribly consistent.
Maybe I just drink to get drunk.
Imagine your third option's the drunk guy.
I mean, they had, what's his name, Alex Henry there, who was...
You know how the French are.
Not good. I mean, not
Is that
good.
How we pronounce his
yeah,
name?
Yeah, I found that out. It's Henry. It's not... I always said Henry.
I thought it was Henry.
No, I thought it was Henry the way it was spelled. No, yeah. It's Henry.
I didn't know that.
Alex
now
Henry.
Now he's unemployed.
Yeah. Maybe he should come back as Henry. Maybe that'll be his second career
opportunity. Drop a letter and become back.
And the other one, the first one was the guy from BC. What's his name? The kicker from BC. Freeze, maybe?
I don't know.
Nate Freeze? Something like that.
I don't follow anything BC.
Well, wow, I didn't mean to upset you.
Especially not kickers from BC.
Fred Kirsch, just real quick off the PPGS Twitter feed, is predicting a big day. Best all-around game from Shane Vereen today.
Freeze was the guy's name. He was 3 for 7 on field goals.
Oof.
Henry was 1 for 5.
Henry.
That's not good.
You know who told me?
I was going to say 3 for 7,
you know,
not good,
told me
but
the
it's
Henry
better
thing.
Than 1 for 5.
You know who informed me of that was Greg Bedard.
Oh, geez.
Never mind.
It's actually Henry. Okay.
Not really sure.
So that's slightly ahead of Eric Scalavino on the credibility meter when it comes to pronunciations.
Sure, if that's what you want to say.
And neck and neck in the pomposity meter.
Now, that's for sure. No doubt about that. Let's go to the phones again. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number. Wide open phone lines for you right now if you want to check in with us and give us your prediction, give us your thoughts on this game. Is this one of those trap games for fans? Like, are fans overlooking it? Andy says, I'm overlooking it.
You are.
And I'm falling into that trap.
Because I am, too.
Tim Twentyman didn't.
No, I think he...
Yeah, Tim Twentyman then picked the Patriots at the end of his interview.
Yeah.
I don't know if you knew that.
He doesn't think Matthew's ready to do it.
I don't know why he has to say Matthew. Why do you have to say it like that?
I don't know why it bothers you.
It doesn't bother me. I just find it a little bit awkward. A little bit awkward.
He used his name. Awkward.
It's just a little awkward. It doesn't... I'm not going to have a rant about it or anything.
No?
Like somebody I know.
I can't pull that out of you?
No.
Okay.
Definitely not. Not on that. It's not worth it.
Well, you should have said Matthew who?
No, because I knew who he was talking about.
Oh, okay. Well, then why did it bother you then?
I don't know. I'm not sure exactly.
That's being a jackass if you say Matthew who.
If it bothers you.
That's being a jackass.
I wouldn't do that.
I'm going to get to some emails.
I got to tell you, the most interesting thing he said is when I gave him an open-ended question, you know, other than Ndamukong Suh, who's responsible for this? And James Ahedebo and Glover. Is that even Glover, right? I always thought it was Glover.
Dylan writes in, hey, guys, just tuned in. I heard that Alphonso Dennard is active. How much will we see him play?
A lot.
Do you ever think he was inactive due to misconduct? Also, who's blocking Gronk? I sure hope it's not James Ahedebo. Otherwise, it's a Patriots win. Lock it in. Jeff from Vegas voice.
That's what Tim Twentyman said.
My prediction.
Why are you taking emails from Jeff from Vegas? We gave him 10 minutes.
It's not from Jeff from Vegas. He says in my Jeff from Vegas voice.
He doesn't listen.
I don't.
God, Andy. If you would just listen to the emails instead of cutting the emails
off. Someone dared to say that someone was going to be trying to cover Rob Gronkowski. He's been all a flutter ever since.
Yeah. He says, my prediction, 38-28 Patriots. Thanks, guys. Keep up the great work. Dylan in Orlando, not Jeff in Vegas, Andy.
Dylan in Orlando.
I don't have a rational explanation as to why Alphonso Dennard has been inactive as many times as he has.
Do you have an irrational one?
No, he asked specifically about anything discipline-related. I don't know. It's nothing that I'm aware of, nothing that I've seen reported anywhere.
Interestingly, how long was it? Four weeks?
It was a while.
Huh? Isn't that the limit?
Of?
Disciplinary inactives?
Oh.
By the way, I'm just trolling and dredging here.
I don't know.
I think there's a chance, as I said earlier, that he could be like a big part of the game plan today, and they just decided it was time and this was the right matchup. And
yeah, I mean,
or that they decided, you know what, Butler has plateaued and Butler isn't.
I think they may have wanted
him to keep going and blah blah blah.
And I think they put him on special teams last week with a bigger role, and I don't think it went great. But even if you were to say that, Andy, you know, we're going to see if we can do Butler some, give him some responsibilities. I just don't get why it would have to be inactive.
I don't know.
So, you know, it's one of those things that we might not ever find out. But it's weird.
Well, you'd think somebody would ask Belichick. But...
No, yeah, you would think.
But I assumed you would. You assumed I would. That's why we didn't ask.
Travis in Tennessee writes,
we'd have to assume we'd be at a press conference in order to ask one.
Travis emailed us a bunch of photos.
Nice.
The Jonas Gray and Fred.
Together. Oh yes, the one with Fred like hung up like
in bondage
is like borderline inappropriate.
So he sent a bunch of these over, and he wanted to make sure that we saw them because he had sent some earlier in the week, and obviously this is what he's sending over as well. He also sent over some pictures of his his sister who got married who is also a former Patriots cheerleader.
Oh
yes, it says. Photo from my sister, Heidi Fielek. Heidi Fielek. Last weekend.
You have the photo up on your screen?
Yeah, I'll get it for you. She was a Patriots cheerleader in 02 and 03. And yes, that is David Arquette. He was a groomsman and was nice enough to buy us all patent leather Converse for the reception. Now we're going to get a look at these here. Let's take a look here. So there's the wedding. As we look at this, this doesn't work well on radio, but... But, yep, okay, there she is.
Oh, yeah, remember her.
You remember her?
I do.
Yeah, former
Patriot. Where's the David Arquette picture?
I know, I don't see any David Arquette. Oh, wait.
Son of a bitch, it does look like
there,
David Arquette.
There he is.
His career's really gone down the crapper. That one kind of looks like Albert Breer.
So there you go, Travis in Tennessee.
Thanks okay, I'm back in front of my microphone.
Oh, here's a much better picture of Arquette. Much better picture. There we go. There you go.
Yeah,
is he still married to Courtney Cox? Well, what's going on there?
I don't think so.
Well,
didn't that go south?
Yeah, but I thought they were like still married and they were like working it out.
I don't know. I don't think so. But I have no idea. Good radio.
Hey, Travis, thanks for the email, bud. Appreciate that. Charlie writes in with a prediction. Hey, guys, to add to the email earlier, I think the score today will be 27-16. Gronk and Vereen, 2 touchdowns, 1 for Golden Tate. Thanks. Keep going. Go Pats. Another one from Matthew Johnson in Nova Scotia. Hey, guys, I think the Pats will have another big game today. I know our offense will wear down the Patriots' defense. It will be interesting to see our matchups on defense. I think Revis needs to cover Tate and use Arrington and McCourty on Johnson. I got a feeling this one will be 34-17.
Yeah, I don't like the idea of anybody named anything other than Revis on Johnson.
Jimmy,
I said to Paul, and I argued this for our Patriots Football Weekly highly rated dominating television show on Comcast,
sure.
Thursday night, 7:30.
Yep.
And why just add in the little factor of communication and the passing off and the help and the this and the that? I don't like that. It only takes a little flicker of opening for Calvin Johnson to make a play.
Yeah.
You know, the whole, we said earlier, you know, they like to say that Brady to Gronkowski, even when he's covered, he's not covered. I think of Calvin Johnson in a similar way, but I want him covered by Darrell Revis, the best.
And I want.
Why do I pay Revis if I'm not going to use him?
This is what I got him for. These are the kinds of games. AJ Green, you know, we saw how that went. Demaryius Thomas. These are the kinds of guys that I want him to cover, and I think they need to have him on Calvin Johnson.
But update via the Twitter sphere. LeGarrette Blount is back with Patrick Chung, returning kicks. So. Be interesting if we see a return of the big ol'.
Jimmy the bartender writes in.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, guys. Longtime PFW listener. First email in a while. I live an hour from Detroit in Spartan and Lion territory. With that said, I was at the last two Patriots games at Ford Field, including Brady's perfect 158.3 passer rating game, Thanksgiving 2010. I see another big game from Brady and Gronk exposing the porous Lions secondary, held together by scotch tape and decent coaching. Give me the Pats today, 31-20.
That's what I like, baby. Good score.
Anthony from New Mexico writes, I know this is highly unlikely, but what would you think if you matched up Revis with Johnson and Browner over the top? I don't like that at all.
I think that would be using Browner in a way that's not conducive to his skills.
Like right. The reverse role. Like
yeah, he should be up on
the line.
His skill
is to hit the guy at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah. Yeah, if Browner's not on
right
Johnson,
there.
Yeah,
okay.
I think Paul's right. If he's on the field, he's probably involved with the tight ends in some way there. Because I don't really like him banging Golden Tate at the line of scrimmage. I don't think that's... Paul, you know what that is. It's a bad matchup.
Right. Him against the wide receiver.
Right. Let's go to another email from Gareth in Northern Ireland. Just on my way home from work, looking forward to opening a Guinness. So typical, right? And watching another Pats
win.
Whoa.
The guy in wherever he was raking his leave was also, leaves multiples, also talking about a Guinness.
Yeah,
so it's not just Northern Ireland where they drink Guinness.
Was he raking his leaves in Ireland?
That's like saying the guy in Northern Ireland got a car bomb under him or something, trying to blow something up.
Not the same thing.
No. Andy,
not the same.
Close.
So typical.
You idiot.
Not the same thing.
You're such an idiot. That's like being like sitting at my house in Boston ready to drink a Sam Adams. Like you'd say, if you weren't in Boston, you'd say, typical Boston. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? Give me a break, Andy. Thank God. An idiot you are. Gareth writes, really think this will be a big Hightower game with Collins being needed to pick up receivers from the backfield. I see number 54 as the main extra rusher, and I could see him getting to Stafford at least a couple of times. Also, I know the hot pick is that the Jets will beat Buffalo, but really, practice or not, the Bills will absolutely kill the Jets up front. All right, Gareth.
Well, that's what Paul and Andy said, right?
Yeah, I don't think either one of those teams is very good, so I could see either one of them winning. I just don't want to say that Buffalo can't win because of the practice situation all week. Who's the other star? Oh, the Hightower thing. I don't know if it'll be him, but I would expect that to be an area that the Patriots can take advantage of. That offensive line has struggled, and Stafford
Correct.
Has been, you know, we talk a lot about how good the front four is for Detroit. Well, they've given up more sacks than they've gotten, so that's been a problem all year.
David Arquette, most definitely not with Courtney Cox anymore, as VIP strippers emailed into us or tweeted over to us.
I told you I didn't think.
You guys said that.
He just got engaged to somebody else, Christina McLarty.
Is he a drinker? He looks like he's had a tough life.
Yeah. Doesn't he come from a family, like a very family full of actors?
Patricia Arquette?
Isn't that their deal? Like parents and everything? Thought that was
I think so.
Doesn't he come from a family with parents and everything?
You know what I mean, Andy.
Well, his sister.
God.
He has two,
Andy could really just
two
slow
sisters, right?
Down.
It's Rosanna
it's
and
brutal.
Patricia.
I don't even know who they are. I just know the name. I'm not really envisioning who they are, what they do.
Arquette's happy news comes a week after his ex-wife, Courtney Cox, announced that she herself was engaged to boyfriend Johnny McDade. So they're both engaged to new people. They're definitely not together
Well,
anymore.
That's good. They've moved on.
That's good.
That's good.
A happy
see.
Ending.
Hey, we got Sean in Connecticut back on the line. Hi, Sean.
Hey guys, taking advantage of no one really calling in right now.
Were you on? You were on earlier. I mean, you were next up, and then you dropped off.
No, I was already on. I was raking the leaves.
He was the guy who was blowing things.
Yeah, I heard the lines were open, so why not take advantage, right?
Wait a minute. All right, go ahead.
I emailed you guys Wednesday night, but it might have got blown away. But I got a pretty good theory on Denner I want to throw out to you.
Feel free.
I think it was disciplinary. Remember he served that time this summer in jail? I don't think they came out and made it public, but I did e-scout to check on when his community service is up.
Why would they wait till mid-season to discipline him? It's not really discipline if, we'll wait till Browner's back, and then we'll show you.
Yeah, that's...
Doesn't make any sense.
I mean, it might be discipline, but not related to the...
No, it would be something that happened...
To that, something like he was late, or, you know, like everybody else.
Like everybody
else. They seemingly come and go as they please in that locker room.
And if they weren't on a six-game winning streak, we'd be talking about it. they weren't blowing doors off.
If they weren't
people.
Currently the front runners to win the Super Bowl, I would really have something to say about that.
Paul would be ranting, it's 2009 all over again.
Al from Italy writes in, hi guys, Al from Italy. I'm worried for our offense since Chris Sims said that Tom Brady is terrible. A question, what is worse, being unable to throw downfield or having a job just because your father is Phil Sims? Okay, now being serious, today is a hard matchup for the offensive line. I hope they have all the answers for the Detroit front line. As always, less Andy, more Paul.
Screw you. Bill Belichick told 98.5 The Sports Hub, we're probably going to need our best game of the year today. So... Mark, that sort of flies.
Doesn't
he
say that every week?
Probably.
He say that every single week?
That's really insightful right there.
Okay. Here's along those lines.
Believe it or not, Andy, we always try to play our best game of the year.
Michael from Connecticut writes, hi, guys. Let's say Bill writes a tell-all autobiography when he retires.
That'd be good.
What questions would you like him to answer regarding his team and everything that has happened under his tenure here?
Who did you like better, Paul or Andy?
Personally, I'd like his true feelings on Welker.
I'd like his true feelings on a lot of those different things.
Yeah.
Richard Seymour, Logan Mankins, anybody he dealt out of town or, kind of let go, how that unfolded.
I'd like his true feelings on when he would have made the quarterback move.
Yeah, Paul got that B in his bonnet.
What B?
It's true.
But there's no B in the bonnet.
No, I know, but
they have said
Drew-related.
They have said publicly they may never have made the move.
Correct.
A lot of his toadies have said that was coming any day now.
Which toadies?
His toadies.
When we talk about the toadies, I think you know who you're talking about.
Wow, he just clammed up.
Well, didn't, I don't know if you guys remember, didn't Patriot Reign, Michael Hawley, didn't he kind of insinuate in that book?
I didn't read it, so I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it was insinuated in that book.
I did read it, and I don't recall.
That, and I don't think it was said flat out, and certainly wasn't said by Bill Belichick, that move was coming. Had it not been when Bledsoe got hurt, that the move was coming anyway.
Yeah, but when?
That's
my question.
Well, the move came in that game. It was not injury related when they put him in there.
Right. Do you know that Andy got in the middle of a national controversy with that?
I got quite literally bitch slapped for that. Slapped by a bitch.
I don't remember that.
And Andy was
PR sideline contact for Bonnie Bernstein. So my job is to go on the sideline and find out why, get injury update information, the official thing. And the official stance was that was not injury related. That Drew came out, and despite the fact that his lungs were filling with blood.
During the course of that game?
The end of that game.
Who told you that it was not injury related?
Well, that was coming from the training staff, which was coming from Bill Belichick.
So
were
they just lying to make it so that people didn't think Bledsoe was, dying?
I don't know.
Because that was, basically what was happening.
Yes, I know.
It wasn't a very good situation.
That one sort of caught up to him, when the lung was collapsed and then not collapsed.
And he was on a stretcher putting an ambulance.
According to your boss.
Boy, his performance really, really struggled there.
Now, I mean...
Oh, he called him your boss.
On the... That was intentional. I didn't get a rise out of it, so I moved on. They have said publicly that they wouldn't, they may never have. And I know that Charlie Weiss specifically said that off the record to me, that there's no way...
Just went on the record
But it was the same that they had on there. His answer didn't change off the record, on the record. It was no different. I gave him the opportunity. Now, if he had said off the record something different, I wouldn't have just shared that with everybody.
Paul, that was my answer on the record. Now, let's go off the record.
I'll tell you what I'd really like to get. I would like to get...
Because it was like years. This was like 2004 by this point. This was right before Charlie left. It was during right before the playoffs, before Charlie left.
Right before the bottom fell out of Charlie's coaching career.
So Brady was on his way.
Has not gone well since.
So Brady was on his way to winning his third Super Bowl.
A lot
in
of money
years.
Being terrible though.
Oh yeah. But if there were ever a time that a coaching staff could stick out its collective chest and crow about a move, that would be it. I mean, you so knocked it out of the park. You know, we saw this. We knew this was coming. And they still said, we didn't really see it was coming. We knew that Brady had made leaps and bounds in that training camp, and I think that's what was written and indicated in Michael Hawley's book, was just how much better, but that's what I've heard people have said. And I didn't read it, so I don't know. I can't say that for
Would you like me to get your copy of it?
No, it's up in my office.
Oh, okay.
They felt that he was really had made strides. That's why he won the backup job that year. He had beaten Damon Hewitt out because he was so good in that offseason and heading into the training camp, and then he had a good preseason. But no one was ready to say that he was ready to take over.
Here's what I would,
now, he would have.
Sorry,
I mean, at some point, he would have. I just don't know
when. I know it's a very sensitive subject for
Paul.
He's
never done with this topic.
I don't really see why this has anything to do with my feelings for Drew. I'm just curious to see when they would have made the move.
I would like to get a full, unvarnished rant on Eric Mangini and Bill's true feelings for Eric Mangini. That's what I would like to get out of that. That's what I'd want to hear. How does he really feel about Eric Mangini? How's that? What is the status of that relationship? What
like
it was then, what it was in 07, what it is now.
Andy,
I want to know
Andy
all
said
about
it perfectly. There's a million of these that I would like to. I mean, I'd like to see his full unvarnished opinion on Tom Brady.
Right.
How about we go back and any question, Bill, you've answered, I don't know to, I want the answer. Because he does it all the time. And a lot of times there are questions that might be somewhat interesting. Wow, Rod Rutledge was massive.
I was just looking. They just showed some footage
of was a tackle.
Tom Brady coming into a game in 2000 against the Lions and completing his first NFL pass.
I was there.
Thanksgiving mop-up duty.
He could have completed a lot more had his receivers not sucked.
His other two passes
God, did you see the drops they were just showing?
J.R. Redmond got hit in the face, and then Troy Brown got hit in the face, although the Troy Brown one should have been picked, so that one's a little bit.
Plus, J.R. and Troy made up for that later, about a year and a half later.
And J.R., again, never was heard from again. Talk about,
why are you gonna be mean?
Never heard from again.
Don't be mean.
What happened to him? What do you think he's doing now?
I don't know. Didn't he want to be like a Providence cop, or was that Patrick Pass? I don't know. He's old running backs.
Andy, you know where I got him, right?
On the list?
Sonny's.
Oh.
Sonny's Car Wash.
Paul's not nice, in case anyone wondered.
Danny from Spain writing in. Hi, guys. Haven't been able to email the last few shows, but finally I can listen to you as always.
Well, welcome back.
I know he just got here, but what do you expect from Blunt today? How would you use him? And how do you think Bill Belichick is going to use him against a good running defense? My prediction, Patriots 28, Lions 17, two touchdowns for Gronk.
I think he will be returning kicks today.
You don't think he'll get some carries?
Ten carries.
He might.
I'm going to go with six carries.
Okay.
Go with five carries for the win.
It's lowest without going over, though, Andy.
I'm just going to ask. I lose then.
Closest without going over. Let's go to another email from Christopher. Christopher writes.
This is the real radio guy we bring in to bring credibility to the show?
Yes.
And we're afraid of losing him.
Right. We are?
Yes, I am. I don't want to find another host.
Look at what you ended up with after you lost Jones. Christopher writes.
You do a fine job.
I do believe they should put Revis Island on Megatron. Revis is a good corner. They should be ready to swat down some footballs. Go Pats.
I agree. Revis is a good corner. Some would say very good.
Travis wrote back to us that David and Courtney have been divorced for a while. David is engaged. I'm sorry I don't have a photo, but she is hot.
She's a hottie.
And they have a beautiful baby boy together, 6 months old.
Okay.
Sooner or later, they'll get married.
We'll get around to it.
Al from Paramus writes, I'm concerned about the two interceptions for Brady from last week. They come in bunches.
Yeah, but they were last week.
Yeah, and you won.
Well,
and that was the
on
bunch.
The road.
As a matter of fact, there could have been a third one, and they dropped it.
So you say he played a great second half, 9 of 11, very efficient. You're saying there's no potential for hangover from last week?
There is no carryover from last week to this week.
You're asking me if I have any concern that he's going to have another sloppy game this week, and I would say no. I'm not concerned about it at all. He generally follows up a so-so game with a very good game. That's been his MO over the years. No, I don't think of him as the problem going into any game.
I told you guys, I thought the best part of that win was that it might have been one of those Brady games, and you went on the road and won that game. That might have been the bad one in his, you know, 2 month span. And I usually that can snowball the other way and go four picks and you lose the game and what happened, blah, blah, blah. You overcame it. You got a great road win. Move on.
Let's go inside the press box with Eric Scalavino.
We're stuck down here in the studio.
Boring.
For the latest from the field, let's go to the press box.
Man, I'm glad I called that guy.
Here's Eric Scalavino.
All right, we go upstairs to the press box, and we are joined on the phone by Eric Scalavino. Hello, Eric.
Boys, how you doing?
We're doing okay. Let me ask you this. We had a caller asking about it a short time ago. How does Julian Edelman look out on the field?
He looks like the normal Julian Edelman that I see every week. Doesn't appear that his falling on the yardsticks last week is hampering him too much. He was going through his normal warm-ups, was going through, you know, punt returns, running his routes, and looked as quick and crisp as I've seen him. So far, so good, I guess.
Any indication in pregame warm-ups of the sort of defensive looks the Patriots might be throwing at the Lions today?
They just went into the full team. They broke out of 7-on-7. The linemen joined them, and no, nothing unusual, Andy. Looking like the regular secondary that we've seen, Revis and Browner, Sean and McCourty in your backfield there, Ayers, Hightower, and Collins, your linebackers. Obviously Ninkovich and all the usual suspects on the front there. But no, nothing unusual. We'll say this, though, about the newcomer, Alphonso Dennard, who's been off the active list the last few weeks. He's back, but not really participating in the team warm-ups here. Hasn't really been getting any reps. He's wearing a long white sort of sleeve-wrapped, padded kind of thing on his left arm and elbow. And I don't know if that has anything to do with why he's been out the last few weeks, but I hadn't noticed that before in practices. And it's standing out today. He doesn't have anything on the other arm. So just something to keep in mind for either later today or down the road.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect them necessarily to give away anything they might be going to throw out, you know, in pregame practice. That'll happen on the field if they're going to be in any way creative. LeGarrette Blount, we've seen some tweets about him back returning kicks. Any indication that maybe he'll be the primary kick returner today? Because, you know, you're not expecting to run the ball a lot. He's only been here a week, and if you're not going to have him return kicks, why is he active? So I wonder if he could be the guy.
Yeah, I think that's certainly a possibility, although I think maybe Danny Amendola still gets the top nod because of, you know, just the fact that he's been here and he's, you know, used to it. But I wouldn't discount that. That's not a bad idea. As far as Blount's other involvement, I think Shane Vereen, if this is any indication that you want to read into, Shane Vereen got the first reps at 7-on-7 in the ensuing warm-up period. So, you know, with Jonas Gray's incident this week and, you know, the fact that the Lions have a stout front seven, I think maybe, as Fred Kirsch tweeted out earlier, maybe this is the day for Shane Vereen.
Real quick, Eric, you mentioned the usual suspects up front on defense, but with no Dominique Easley out there, I was wondering if there was a different, you know, Vince, I assume, is part of that, but who else is with him? Chris Jones?
Sure, Chris Jones, right, yep. And like I said, Ninkovich. In the second group, we saw some Alan Branch. He's been getting a little bit of run, a little bit more the last week or so. I'm still curious as to what he can bring, because he hasn't, you know, he's new, obviously, and hasn't really been, fully, I think, integrated into this defense yet. But with his size, I think he's an intriguing player. And, you know, if he can do anything more, you know, especially with, you know, no Silver Suwinga, we thought maybe this would be the week that he comes back. If not, you know, maybe this is an opportunity for Branch to get a little bit more active in defense.
Eric, what's the vibe in the press box? And I'm just wondering if this has a big game vibe to it, because you're looking at right now the number one seed in the American Football Conference against the number two seed in the National Football Conference.
Yeah, you're right. But it's surprisingly quiet up here, I think. It's pretty full. Not quite as full as it has been for other games. Like I'm thinking of the Denver game a few weeks ago. But yeah, it's kind of quiet up here. Kind of a little surprising for you know, a game with two, you know, teams with great records and early great day and a great day for football. It's just, yeah, not much of that.
And I don't even hear Fred or Jackie jabbering in the background behind you.
No. There's just none. It's, I feel like I'm in the library at the moment, actually. I should keep my voice down.
You should. Don't get yourself in trouble.
All right, see you, Eric. All right, Eric, thanks for joining us on the program today. Appreciate your time.
Why does Kevin keep talking into my ear?
He's talking into both of ours. We're talking about a little something that we were considering playing, but it looks like we're not doing it.
I thought he was talking about Eric. He kept saying, like, it's terrible. It has nothing to do with football.
he was talking about something else. I want to get to a couple more emails before we bounce on out of here. Let's go to from Charlotta. What is it? I love you when you call me.
Just real quick, Zach Moore evidently is the other guy I was looking for on defense, because there was a starter that was out on defense. And
Paul's now
going to
fight with Eric after Eric's no longer on the line.
Well, I mean, we asked him twice. We
fight
didn't get the
Eric
answer.
Later.
Evidently, Zach Moore is the guy that was lining up front with Ninkovich, Chris Jones, Will Ford, Moore.
Isn't that exactly what you would have expected?
Charlotta writes in.
Why are you talking like that?
Calvin Johnson doesn't look like he's 100%. I watched him against the Cardinals. He just didn't look like he was able to get off the line, and while he was being thrown to, he had a hard time making adjustments to catch the ball. With a high ankle sprain, it doesn't really come as a surprise that he lacks explosiveness, but I can't see him having a monster game. And if Gray doesn't have X amount of touches, part of the media will say he's in Bill's doghouse. It wasn't really part of the game plan to have him gash up the middle against a number one run defense in the league. Keep Brady upright. The game is ours, 38-17.
I agree, all around. And that's what Tim Twentyman said. We asked him, I think Andy asked him about Calvin Johnson's status. You know, we know he's back. He's played the last couple of games, but is he 100%? And Tim said no.
But he did say he looks a little more confident or whatever. He was sort of using body language and the Friday, pulling the ping pong table in, having fun. Feeling good.
Jason from Indiana writes, hey guys, longtime listener, first time emailing.
Welcome.
I think that we have had two very emotional and pivotal matchups in the last 2 weeks. I'm a little worried we may fall victim to the trap game. Yes, I realize they are 7-3, but until they prove otherwise, they are still the Lions. I am extremely worried about the Lions' pass rush and how destructive they are. I have a sick feeling in my stomach that we may get nicked up a bit in this game. With all that said, we are at home, and Stafford has yet to prove himself in a big game outside on the road. That's from Jason in Indiana.
That's kind of what Tim Twentyman said.
Yeah, that's why the Lions fans have a wait-and-see approach, because they haven't won these kinds of games. I'd forgotten that they were 6-3 last year.
Yeah,
I knew they had a down year last year, but I didn't realize that it was a second-half collapse.
A Bledsoe-esque season.
Yeah, yeah. 1999.
I mean, why are you laughing?
It's unnecessary, Andy.
Well, we've talked
about
it. Because
he thinks he's going to get under my skin, but I can deal with facts on the guys.
It actually wasn't meant to get under your skin, because we've actually made previous comparisons to Matthew Stafford that Bledsoe was the big-armed guy who got away with it for a long time and then maybe didn't quite take that last step.
Stafford is Drew Bledsoe with athleticism.
let's go watch the game. What do you say, boys?
I'm looking forward to some bacon and some pigskin.
Let's watch the game, all of us, including you, and then join us right back here after the game on Patriots.com for the Patriots postgame show, the Xbox One Patriots postgame show. We'll be talking about this one, breaking it down, getting your calls, getting your thoughts. We'll have a player, I assume, on the line with us. We'll hear from Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, all that good stuff. I am assuming a little victory today. So join us after the game. We'll talk to you then. Bye.
This has been the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page. Now it's game time as the Patriots host Calvin Johnson and the Detroit Lions.
It's tight formation. Quick hitter Brady with a play pick and an open. Aaron Dobson on the right side, headed to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots!
Be sure to tune into Patriots.com radio for the Xbox One Patriots postgame show immediately following the game.
Two receivers left, two to the right. Brady on a deep drop looking to throw. He pumps in the pocket. He fires down the middle. A wide open Amendola. Touchdown!
touchdown, Patriots!
Log on to Patriots.com all week for the latest news and information on your favorite team. We look forward to hearing from you next week on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots Pregame Social.